This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour on the Wednesday program, Wednesday, February the 21st, DJV time. The DJV makeup is Doug, me. You wouldn't confuse my voice with Victoria's. Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Back. Brought to you in part by the folks at Purity Products, who offer you a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's all you need to know. A free bottle. Make your body better with a free bottle. Get started with Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus by dialing 800-355-1493 for a free bottle. Pay the shipping and you get it free. 800-355-1493. Pretty much for the past couple of weeks, the trending items have been consistently, at least since the circumstances down in Florida at Parkland, that shooting. The situation with the Olympics and who's winning and how we're doing, and then the stuff that in Washington, the usual, what's the president up to? I think those are the trending things that have people occupied, and they occupy some of our time, not all of them. I thought it was interesting, ladies, to look at this woman. I'm trying to figure this out. It's because I've seen two different names associated with this kid, Cruz. The woman who supposedly was left in charge of him and his brother when the mother died last year filed papers in court yesterday to be put in charge of her will and the money she left for the children. Now, this was on the day that the brother of the shooter was committed to some school. He's been taken out of the public water supply, if you will. His name is Zachary.
Is he younger or older? I didn't even
17.
Know there was a brother.
Yeah, Nicholas
so
Cruz is 19.
Okay.
His brother. Well, that's because he was put away.
Oh.
And so now people are looking into the family. What happened with the mother? Where's the money? All of these sorts of things. But I thought I saw another name associated with this kid, Roxanne Deschamps. Is supposedly the caretaker. The mother, Linda Cruz, died from pneumonia and the flu last November. Then the two youngsters were living in their home in Lantana, and she kicked Nicholas out. They live in a trailer home, apparently. They had a standoff because he wanted to have his guns, his gun collection, in the trailer, and mother said no. And so she booted him out, took $2,900 from the mother's account, and I don't know, I'm not sure what she did with it. So I'm trying to figure this side of this. Anybody know any more about this?
No.
He, by the way, in the mother's will, Nicholas is supposed to inherit $800,000 on his 22nd birthday. I don't know where the mother,
wow,
where the money comes from, but.
Maybe
this
a life insurance policy or something?
Made,
she was sick.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, he grabbed it.
So this woman now wants control of that money.
Yep. That's what she does, wants control. Anyway.
Well, and some other bad trending news related to Nicholas Cruz. Tallahassee is now trending on Twitter, and it's because the Florida House has rejected even considering a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Some of the kids who were, you know, who survived the shooting went to the procedure there, and they're just overcome with emotion and crying that the House rejected.
There'll be voters.
Yeah, the bill is called HB 219, and it would ban the sale and possession of semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines like the ones used by Nicholas Cruz.
Yep, there you go.
The Republicans voted it down, 71-36.
Well, were there no Democrats voting against it?
Well, if it was 71-36, the Republicans are in charge of the House there, so
yeah.
36 would be the Democrats.
I'm not sure that that's correct.
There's some Republicans.
Because
well,
I don't
want to
always. It becomes trite. In terms of Republicans who are moderate. I've always considered myself, although I've thrown away the mantle of being a Republican because I think the control of the party now is in the hands of nincompoops, and I don't like being associated, especially when they make fun of me, calling me a rhino. Republican in name only. I guess those who know me would describe me as a Rockefeller Republican. But I'm not. I've always been more of a libertarian than I have anything else. I think sometimes it's easy to point the blame in one direction. There are plenty of blue dog Democrats from various southern states who are on the same bandwagon as this. So it's just clueless, especially in Florida and Alabama and Mississippi and the southern states. It's just these blue dog Democrats are kind of the same cloth as the Republicans. You started
apparently they're among those who did vote no. I want to make sure that this is worded correctly. I guess voting no would mean the ban. Oh, okay.
Against the ban?
Yeah.
Is that what no means?
Yep, I guess so. I'm trying to read. There's a lot of information here. But, yeah, apparently there are now protests that are going to be staged today. There are a lot of the kids who from that high school who are obviously clearly upset. So they've already been on social media. The girl, Emma Gonzalez, who's kind of become the face of this movement, she said, "We are not going to forget this when it comes to midterm elections. The anger I feel right now is indescribable."
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. All right, let's move to the Olympics, and who would you say has gotten the most positive and beneficial of all of the Americans participating in the Olympics? Is it Chloe Kim? Is it, what's her face, Vaughn? I'm noticing more of the women participating than the men. Is that just me, or is this the Chloe Kim phenom? She's kind of built a... Very interesting. Almost, she's a household name for sure, don't you think?
Not yet, but she's certainly on her way to becoming the female version of Shaun White for sure.
Yeah.
Who
would you say is the most, other than the fellow who's the skater? Was Aaron Rappan? Adam Rappan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one that stands out? Who is it that stands out among all the American athletes participating in the Winter Olympics, in your opinion, either of the two of you or both of you?
Well, I think in terms of coverage of this Olympics, no one had really heard of Adam Rappan before this. And so his story that he's 28, it's his first and maybe only Olympics. He's the third openly gay Olympian. And so there's a whole lot of press around him.
Yeah.
So I think that he's definitely kind of gotten the most attention. Chloe Kim definitely got a lot of attention. And Lindsey Vonn. Sean White would have gotten a lot more attention, but then all of that information about that sexual assault case that he settled out of court against his when he was accused by his former drummer, who was a woman, and the details of that case are really gross and really horrific. And he acknowledged that it happened and they settled. But I think that really mired his image a lot in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. The other thing that's trending, the president and what's going on with him. Not only the focus on his support for, he's directed the Justice Department, if you haven't heard, to look into a bump stock ban. Pat Robertson actually is calling for stricter gun control laws as well. He has never been on that bandwagon. And then in other Trump news, the lawyer charged by Robert Mueller with lying during the Russian investigation, his name is Alex van der Zwaan. He now has been indicted for lying about when he last spoke to Trump campaign aide Rick Gates. This is a witch hunt. It's just, it's a complete, there is not, I guarantee you, in the end, at the end of time, in the end of eternity or whatever, the light of eternity, nobody's going to give a damn about all of this stuff. Now it makes for great political theater and drama, but it's, we're wasting tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. They're going to come up with nothing to swat a few flies, and that's, they're not going to get the, if there are bad guys in this, they're not going to get them. That's not really the aim. The aim is to just disrupt things and play a game. And it sickens me, frankly. I don't, there are these, the, you look at the way politics is structured in our country today, and these people and the deviousness of how they run their operations, where they get their money, what it's all about. It's just, it is, you know, so there are going to be people who will pander to those who want gun control and say, oh, we got to do this, that, they'll throw a, you know, a bone to the people. And I hope that in this circumstance, the discrediting, there are some people who are trying to discredit the survivors, and they're referring to it as a left-wing conspiracy, you know, moronic stuff like that. How can you look at what happened there and say, you know, there are people that are being brought into town that are actors, and, you know, that kind of stuff, which, by the way, has happened before in some of these circumstances.
Right.
But I don't see.
I just think it's so insulting to the kids who are actually taking this horrible thing that happened to them and being productive and doing something about it. It's just so insulting to call them actors. And then what does that do to future kids who actually want to go into politics and try and do something about it? To be called actors and insulted in this way, it's horrible.
Don't you love the names? I'm just going back to the Olympics for a minute. The names of some of the Russians. I love Russian names. Zagatova and Medvedeva. Alina Zagatova and Evgenia Medvedelia. Facing off of the gold tonight. That's right. I'm looking at the stories about the Olympics. And
oh, those two girls. Really, yeah.
Alina Zagatova
16 or 15 or something.
And Evgenia Medvedeva.
Yep. They have the same coach, and they train together every day.
Wow.
So that's got to be awkward.
Got to be.
Yeah, but they'll most likely be gold and silver, those two, and then I think third could be up for anybody. I don't think the Americans have a chance. What's her name? Miri Nagasu? Is that right? Nagasu?
Yeah, Mirai Nagasu.
Mirai, yeah, she didn't really. She fell, and she didn't pull off the triple axel like she did in the group event. So.
Yeah, and there
men's
was
men's hockey team eliminated last night, too. Go ahead, Karen.
What? That's sad that they were eliminated. Yeah. I haven't actually gotten to see any of the hockey just because it's aired at the weirdest times. Or I think the women's hockey, they showed like 8 minutes of one game and then showed it the next day a little bit.
And yet curling is on 24/7. You can see curling. I'm so sick of curling.
What about this puppy slalom?
There's a puppy slalom?
Yeah.
No. It's a little bit of clickbait. It's a shelter that's in North Carolina that's trying to do their own, like, puppy Olympics to raise awareness, which I'm all for, and so it's great. But the puppies, they just kind of released them down a hallway, and they didn't really do much.
No. 19 past the hour.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour now on the DJV show, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, music from the Hunger Games brings us around to focusing on what's going on with Jennifer Lawrence, who says she's going to take a break from acting to become a political actor or activist, if you will. She is focusing on what's going on politically. She's passionate about a number of things. She took shots with the cast and crew of her latest movie, Red Sparrow, on Entertainment Tonight. That movie, I think, premieres next week, if I'm not mistaken. Looks like a pretty good action flick. As she talked about what's next for her, she said, quote, I'm going to take the next year off. I'm going to be working with this organization, Represent.us. The organization's mission is to bring together conservatives, progressives, and everyone in between to pass powerful anti-corruption laws, stop political bribery. Man, am I on that. I'm all for that. I don't know about this group, but let's see if we can get somebody from it on, Victoria. That's exactly my mantle. I want to talk about the bribery that goes on, these big companies buying into. I mean, that's what the problem is. I've said this all along. It isn't mental health. It isn't gun control. It's how these bums fund their sideways. You know, when they get campaign money, they can do whatever they want with it. They don't have to. It's when they leave office, they keep it and they use it for pretty much anything they want to. Yeah. People say, politicians, oh, that's not true. Really, prove it. And then they all go, well, you can't use it for renting a Uber car. It's some stupid. They're all full of baloney. So, interesting. She says that she's going to work. She's working on several projects that are in development, ready to go, and then she wants to, whether she really takes time off. If she lends her credibility to something like Represent Us, and all of a sudden I'm interested, and I didn't even know this group existed.
Yeah, so I've done some online campaign stuff for Represent Us. Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of they're mostly like millennial based, which is great, and you obviously want to engage people as young as possible. So
I'm all for her
taking a break from acting too, because I like her as a person, but I think she is the most overrated actress ever.
She's unable to. She's able to work
I don't get it.
Her.
I don't get it. I just think she's so flat and boring.
She's played some interesting roles. That mother role she played with the inventor, the woman that's on...
That was like a horror movie, wasn't it?
No. Yeah, she wasn't a horror movie. But
oh, no, the movie played... she was in called Mother. There was a movie she was in that was a horror movie called Mother.
But there was a movie about the woman who was at HMO or HBO
Joy.
Or whatever.
Joy, yeah.
That was a good movie, I thought. All right, also in the musical news, Camila Cabello, get that? You get it?
You heard that? Close enough.
Camila Cabello is embarking on her first solo tour this spring from Fifth Harmony. Her song, Never Be the Same, and the tour named after the song, the opening track on her chart-topping album, which is called Camila. 16-day tour opening on the 9th of April in Vancouver, then goes east across North America, concluding in May. She toured as part of the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball tour in December, but this is her first jaunt on her own. She'll be playing theaters in Hollywood, the Palladium there in Los Angeles, Chicago's Riviera Theater, Boston's Orpheum Theater. It's a great old hotel. I mean, a great old theater. It's really a fabulous old theater. So good for her if you're a fan. I'm a fan of the Monkees. I went to see their performance last year, and I didn't really like it a lot, even though I love the Monkees' music. Michael Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz hitting the road in June for their first ever tour as a duo, the Mike and Mickey Show, as opposed to the Monkees, because Peter Tork is not participating. He was in the last one that I saw, and I didn't think he added anything at all. And everybody said, well, they miss, you know, Dolenz misses Michael Nesmith, so now they're together, starting in Chandler, Arizona, in June, in Los Angeles, San Diego, Anaheim, all up and down the West Coast, and coming to New York, too. So it looks like this would be a good show. I love the Monkees' music. Daydream Believer is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's just such a fabulous song. And then there are some other newer songs that they've done. And so here it is, Michael Nesmith coming back. He's annoying to listen to talk, but he's a good singer. So anyway, let's see what they do as they tour in June. The Monkees at 28 after the hour. Even though there is no sand.
In today's automotive news, Hyundai introduced a new Sonata hybrid and plug-in hybrid. It gets a new front, grille, hood, fenders, tail lamps and headlamps, and 17-inch wheels. Some cool technology is embedded in the LED lights with something they call corner dynamic bending light function, which basically means it can see around corners as you turn. Inside, it got a considerable refresh, as well as a new instrument cluster panel, center stack, and on the safety front, it comes with standard blind spot detection and newly available automatic emergency braking. To see it, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
4 minutes after the hour. Hi. Tis Wednesday, the 21st of February, exactly 1 month before the beginning of spring, but it seems spring has sprung, the grass is riz, and there are all kinds of birds that is as well. I opened up all my windows upstairs, and the birds are chirping, the bugs are crawling around, those stink bugs, you know, the ones that smell like pine oil. Those guys are all
over
the place.
I'm unfamiliar with those kinds of
bugs. Oh, yeah.
They only stunk if you, like, smash them. Otherwise, they don't smell like anything.
I've never heard this.
They have a little, but they do smell more if you squash them. Yeah.
Okay. Are these big bugs?
They're like, they're
pretty good sized bugs.
Medium sized. They have like a little armored shell on the back.
Yeah.
Like a beetle?
Kind of. But
it's a soft shell. Like a soft shell crab.
Oh,
they're a delicacy in Wananka. What's the name of that country? Wananka?
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
I don't think that they're a delicacy.
They're a delicacy in Wakanda. That's right. Exactly. By the way, speaking of Wakanda, Michael B. Jordan is dating Lupita Nyong'o.
False. Fake news. False.
Fake news? That's a rumor, though.
I think that's fans wishing for that, but...
Really? Why?
I don't know. People, you know how people are. They get on something and think, oh, well, you know, those two should date. They'd make a really cute couple.
Nice couple. Right, exactly. Sterling K. Brown is a moderate bad guy in the movie. He's highly touted because of his being on that TV show We Are Them or This Is Us or whoever that, whatever
that
show
is called. There you go. This Is Us.
This Is Us. He's going to host SNL this weekend. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Listen. See, you listen to me, Victoria,
I know.
And you'll be richer by far in terms of information. You can talk to all of your friends and say, Doug said this, and they can take it to the bank, as it were. Vicky Cornell, the widow of Chris Cornell, the Soundgarden guy, committed suicide, remember, last year?
Oh, yeah.
She has gone public with a discussion about his battle with addiction. She said some things that are pretty controversial. Quote, my husband was the furthest thing from a junkie. He just wasn't. She said that he was the best husband, great father. I lost my soulmate and the love of my life. And went on to talk about the problem that he had. His death was ruled a suicide. His wife said that she believed her husband's medication may have played a part in his suicide. He always wanted to be there for his family, his children. He loved us, loved life. I don't think that he could make any decisions because of the level of impairment that came about as a result of his being hooked on these opiates, which is what we've been talking about for a long time. She thinks that it was not something that he could have done anything about. I don't know. You know, I don't know enough about him. I'd never followed his career. He looks like kind of a tough guy. But there are a lot of these rockers that get into this stuff. And she says it was just something that he had in his system. She said that addiction is not a choice. People think addiction is, oh, you're an addict. She was feeling guilty for a long time. You choose to not be one. And apparently she doesn't agree with that. So interesting how that all shakes out. In sports news, the national title, Louisville, going to lose its national championship banner from 2013. Why would they go back to 2013? This is the NCAA Infraction Appeals Committee saying they lose. Why did they lose, Victoria?
Well, this is because in 2013, you'll remember this story, that the basketball team, they were using hookers to entice, to recruit players.
Yes,
and
now I remember. Yeah, right.
And there was an escort service, a madam, I forget her name now, but she was invited to all the basketball games, and she got free tickets for, I guess, all the hookers, and in exchange for sexual favors and all kinds of stuff. So with all of this, they were found guilty of this. They tried to appeal it. The appeal was turned down. So now they have to give back that title and vacate 123 wins, which is also a big dent. So it's the first time in modern Division I men's basketball history that a championship is vacated. But, you know, the NCAA has no choice. They had to crack down on this. And the way they found out, I in looking more into this, the woman wrote a book. The madam wrote a book about, like, her fast and loose times with the Louisville, Kentucky basketball team. That's how it all got blown up. And so then the school and the local police and everybody started investigating it and found all the evidence they needed. Mm-hmm. But if she hadn't written that book, then it never would have been found out.
Right. Sports Illustrated revealing sexual harassment at the Dallas Mavericks. Have you heard that story? Heard about
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah. What?
Yeah. Mark Cuban says he didn't know anything about it, but he's pretty upset, and he said he's going to do everything he can to fix it.
Fire everybody who's involved.
Yeah, I think he's going to launch an internal. I like Mark Cuban a lot.
I do too.
Messes around as a leader.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
And
I'm with you on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that if he didn't know that he's not there every day. He owns the team, but he's not there every day. He is very hands on compared to other team owners, but I think that you're going to see a big cleaning of house for sure.
Well, it's not a bad idea. Speaking of bad ideas, Dallas, good Doug. DirecTV says they're going to raise the price for the NFL package. They obviously are not reading the tea leaves. This is about as dumb. With the ratings going down for NFL games, they're going to raise the price. Good for you.
And it's not cheap. It's expensive. If you include the Red Zone channel, it's just under $400.
Whoa.
That's $395 for one season.
Wow.
Who is paying that? I guess some people were. They had 2 million subscribers last year.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't be me.
No.
Even if I like football,
I know,
wouldn't
right?
be signing up for that deal. Speaking of signing up for things, I am a crusader, and I have been able to use my bully pulpit. I don't know if I like calling it a bully pulpit, but I have a stage.
Platform.
And platform, and each week, according to statistics from some sources, there are 3 or 3.5 million people that listen to some sort of a radio program that I'm involved in, this one and the health show and the Family Farmer and Your Hidden Power, the Countdown Show, all of those shows. So when I get off on a toot, I do get off on toot sometimes, and it's silly, and I admit it's sometimes silly, but I'm a crusader and I believe a lot in things, and this has become something I'm very strongly committed to. And I'm doing this myself. It may be silly or maybe it's little, but if everybody were to say to the waitress at the restaurant when she gives you a straw, "No, thank you, I don't need a straw," that would go a long way to getting rid of this scourge. And most people don't even think about it. And I want to know if you have been thinking about this. We first started talking about it, I think, last January when it was Drinking Straw Day, and I wasn't paying a lot of attention to it. Now, all of a sudden, I am paying a lot of attention to this. And if you are as well, especially if it's a plastic straw, stick to your guns. Don't use them. What do you need a straw for? Unless you want to carry the cup of juice or whatever in your car, and it's got a lid on it, and you don't want to spill it. Okay, that I can buy. But if you're in a restaurant, you got an open glass.
Right.
What the hell do you need a straw for?
Yep.
Why do you need a straw?
And anytime you go, if you're at a bar, those little plastic cocktail straws, they're just as bad.
Hey,
all of this,
awful.
They get used once and they sit in a landfill.
Right.
And the worst thing is, if they don't end up in a landfill, they end up in the ocean. And that's even worse. It's so unnecessary. And I think California has passed legislation, right, banning them?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
not immediately, but they are going to be banned. Yeah.
And so you'll find there are a lot of other inventive solutions that people are already creating, whether it's paper straws or biodegradable straws, things like that. And it's great. It's opening up a whole new venue for entrepreneurship. But the plastic, it's the worst. It's so bad. And look at how many people use straws at Starbucks. And think about how many people buy Starbucks every day.
Right.
Just and now that a little bit of warm weather, everybody gets iced coffee and everybody gets a straw. So I hope I would call on companies like Starbucks, they're the largest chain, and Dunkin' Donuts, they're probably the two biggest, come up with
what
another solution.
What can we use beside plastic cups? What, the styrofoam is no good for the environment.
Right. Well, the plastic cups actually they're recyclable.
Well, that's true, yeah.
It's just the single
30% of that stuff.
I know, it's not enough, but at least they are recyclable.
Well, so much of it, there's no use for a lot of it. That's the problem. There's no use for it. It just piles up, and then they dump it in the landfill.
Yep.
Here's another item for those of you who are into conservation. It seems that the shampoo products that we're using to cleanse our hair, the things that we use to cleanse our ovens, the household products that you remember, was it yesterday or the day before we were talking about something, I think it was this week, about certain...
Didn't you and Jack talk about...
Oh,
women.
That was it, yeah. Cleaning
women
products.
Are yeah.
Women, yeah, that's it, thank you. I forget.
Give everybody a recap in case
program.
They didn't hear that
okay.
podcast.
So on the Good Day Health show with the Jack Stockwell, we were talking about the horrors women face if they are cleaners professionally or if you've used particular cleaners in your home, you are more likely to get lung cancer than not. Mm-hmm. And it seems the same cleaners don't affect men the same way. So the questions that have come up over the years...
Men don't clean as much.
Well,
There, I'm just saying, look, maybe, to me, that's maybe, a pretty maybe. Obvious
okay.
one.
Maybe yeah, that's what it is. I don't know. But under the circumstances, these women, and there are, I remember Christopher Reeve's wife dying of lung cancer, and people say, well, how did she die of lung cancer? She never smoked. Well, I don't know how much she did cleaning around the house, but this is a direct link, apparently, according to the research, into really bad stuff that it does for your body. So now, to add on to that, these household products that we use every day are, according to this study, more significant in terms of air pollution than cars are. People studying air pollution in L.A. found that up to half the particles known as VOCs, volatile organic compounds, came from things you use at your home. Paint, pesticides, damn those Monsanto people, bleach, perfumes, they're not the only ones, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Perfumes are really toxic, whether you knew it or not.
Any kind of fragrance that's added
stuff.
To your laundry detergent. Yeah. I know we all, and I'm with you, we all love clean-smelling laundry, but you got to go with unscented, because that stuff is, those you're wearing and breathing in those fumes from your good-smelling laundry.
And they cause respiratory problems.
Yep.
Thousands of premature deaths every year are coming from this. Now, it used to be traffic was assumed to have been the biggest source of air pollution. That certainly was. I remember when I started going to Los Angeles in 93, you'd go through five layers of dirt you could watch as the plane landed. Five layers. And it went on. And now, 20-something years later, you don't see those anymore. So they have, whatever they've done to clean up the air has worked.
Well, car now, emissions are so much, new cars are so much more efficient and things like that.
Yep. But household products come often from the same products. In other words, many of them are petroleum-based. And so that's the culprit here, in a manner of speaking. I don't know what you do to change that. Over the years, more and more people will do, as we become greener, more research into this. There's big business green. Hedge funds, they're doing fabulously well. Yeah. Some of it's a scam. Some of it's just pandering to that ilk, but some of it is real. And
but
just
there
have
are
to
some brands
is
that I live by seventh generation.
Yeah, I do too. And I use it a lot. Yeah.
I use their dish soap, which dish soap is so toxic too. That's another thing. When you just washing your dishes and then you're eating off of it, people don't even realize. And the stuff that goes into your dishwasher, that those little Tide, those little Tide Pods, those are so toxic.
Is that what the kids
are
eating?
Yes, those
are
the washing machine ones. But the dishwashing, those little gel packs and everything, all that stuff is so bad for the environment and for your lungs. It's just awful. You have to go green and go unscented.
A public service message from the DJV show at 11 before the hour.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can be.
We're going to have a movie about Cheers. Movie Moments time. 53 past the hour. Time for our daily overview of what's going on in the movie biz with Chuck Curry, our movie man. And there is significance, of course, to the theme from Cheers. Are we celebrating somebody's birthday? Are we going to have a movie? What are we doing?
Birthday, Doug. Birthday. Kelsey Grammer, 63.
I thought he was older than that, actually.
No, 63. Played Dr. Frasier Crane on Cheers from 1984 to 93, and then did the spin-off series Frasier from 93 to 2004, and is the voice of Sideshow Bob in The Simpsons, running from 1990 to present. I think he's made a couple of
films. The guy who played his father died a couple of weeks ago.
I know.
What was his name? His Irish name,
John Mahoney?
Mahoney.
John Mahoney.
Yeah. Right.
He's terrific on Frasier. Terrific.
Yeah. He was a good character actor. In a moment, I'm gonna encourage Chucker to give us all the movie news, but I'm gonna rant and rave about Fandango right after this.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. and strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
All right, so Chucker, I have this story. Last Christmas, the day before Christmas, I was walking through the Grove in Los Angeles, a neat kind of all-encompassing upscale mall right by the farmer's market, and there was a van that was selling Fandango stuff. So I bought Fandango tickets for everybody. I bought them for everybody in the family. And so with them, as an incentive, they made a big deal out of, well, you'll get all of these free things, $5 off this movie ticket and $2 off that one and yada, yada, yada.
What about, did you have to take a timeshare tour?
Well, no, but what I didn't realize is that they only were good for a week. So I bought all that stuff. And the only reason I did that is because I was just looking. I got to go to see the movies a lot in Los Angeles. They're going to bring these Fandango tickets back with me. And I'm looking at them, and it says, oh, expiration date, 1/13/2018.
So you would not have had a customer, that's what you're saying?
No, because they use that to entice you. I suppose you could say, oh, you dummy, you should have looked at the small
print. You felt a little scammed?
I did feel a little scammed, yes.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling, right?
No, it isn't. Not a good feeling.
Have you used them again?
Fandango? No, I haven't.
Yeah. Really?
Nope, I haven't. No, I just go to the theater and buy the tickets there. I buy them online with the charge card. That's what I do.
Okay.
And that was what I had to do to get in to see the big movie. Maybe this is the big story of the year so far, anyway. It seems to be stacking up that way, the Black Panther. So what are the plans for another one of these? There have to be plans already for another one.
Well, the Black Panther is going to, the character itself is going to appear this summer in the massive Marvel movie, Avengers Infinity War, which is going to team up just about basically every single Marvel character in one movie. You'll have Black Panther, you'll have Iron Man, Thor.
See, I think that's
too much.
That's too much.
Everybody gets headlines.
Yeah, there's no story to it.
Yeah, well, let's see how it plays. Listen, it's going to make a fortune. I would argue it's hands down going to be the biggest movie this summer, but I also think it has the potential to be the biggest movie inflation, box office-wise of all time. It's going to be a massive film. I just want to point out, yesterday I mentioned, I didn't read it, but I said I really wanted to see Jessica Chastain play the older Beverly character in the sequel to It. Right after I got off the air, I read that it broke, that she's in negotiations to do so. So I guess I have some sort of psychic powers.
Very good,
Chucker.
Wow, this is good stuff. What else have you got that's psychic?
And an actor
in
named Jay Hernandez, who is in Suicide Squad, Hostel, and played the boyfriend of Mila Kunis in Bad Moms, is going to be the new Magnum P.I. On the new reboot on CBS. He's actually a really good actor. I like the choice. He's solid. He's really good.
Solid.
So you don't know who I'm talking about, correct?
No, I haven't got a clue. No.
No, I know. Take a look at this picture. You'll know. He's done a lot of character work. He's good. Good choice.
Yeah, well, that's the case with lots of character work. We all know who they are, but we don't know what their names are. So another example of that. All right, Chucker, is always a great job here in the benefit of mankind.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.